Shepherd's Hour, L'Heure du Berger, ending there in the Music Hall, a piece written in 1947 by Jean Francais. The players were Catherine Quentin, flute, Maurice Bourg, oboe, Michel Portal, clarinet, André Cazalet, horn, Amaury Vallée, bassoon, and Pascal Roger playing the piano. Well, later tonight, Radio 3 Through the Night sets off with a recent Brahms concert from the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, the Third and Fourth Symphonies, and the Double Concerto for Violin, Cello and Orchestra. That's from 1 o'clock. But now, with the time at 11:15, we continue our weekend of live broadcasts from the 2013 WOMAD Festival. So it's over to the festival site in Charlton Park in Wiltshire, where we join Mary-Anne Kennedy.
Welcome back to WOMAD Live. We might be a bit damp around the edges, but as you can probably hear in the background there, the festival is in full flight tonight, and we're bringing you some choice highlights, interviews, live sets, an exclusive session, and from our vantage point here in the Radio 3 truck backstage, a unique behind-the-scenes perspective. From the site earlier on of Save the Arctic's enormous furry polar bear being carried off to drier quarters to, well, this. One of our stage guests leaving us in no doubt as to what he was about earlier on. And if you thought that was fairly full-on energy, well, you'll be able to hear them later on in Top Gear. Josh Payton, a.k.a. the Reverend Payton, his backstage rider, apparently requests 100 rounds of ammunition, preferably of American origin. But then I suppose that would go down differently in Indiana. As I said, we'll hear from more shooting from the hip, I think, before the end of tonight's show. So, the BBC WOMAD highlights are coming in thick and fast. Maybe you heard Lucy Duran at lunchtime, or you've been following us online. Get in touch and let us know what your showstopper has been or your new discovery for this year's festival at BBC Radio 3 with the WOMAD13 hashtag. Of course, we may yet change your mind, blow your mind even, with tonight's choice lineup. It includes throat singers Hunhur Tu, Trinidadian steel pan legend Fimber Bravo, Swiss Ethiopiana from the fabulous Imperial Tiger Orchestra, and of course, Malian superstar Rokia Traore. Well, you heard our Radio 3 audience in the background there in very fine form, and Lucy Duran is backstage watching them enjoy the last act on the Radio 3 stage tonight, undaunted by the rain, and they're being regaled by a band making their festival debut. Lucy, a bit of rumba, a bit of sound system roots, a leg up I know from Manu Chao. What all goes into this Catalan mix?
Well, I guess you might call it new generation rumba catalana in the style of, well, the old veteran of rumba catalana, Peret and José Brujo. But these guys they're just really, really high energy, and they mix a lot of Latin American music in with the rumba. They call it urban rumba. There are seven of them, five of them are from Barcelona. There are two French guys as well, and they have really, really hilarious dance routines, and they're really getting the crowd going. It's just so exciting because it's rainy, as you know, and yet they've really got everyone terribly excited and dancing and following their dance routines. So here we go with La Pegatina.
Peluqueros de ascensores, habituales de batalla, donde no se va a ganar. Somos uñas, somos carne, y viendo el caos en un mismo paladar. Sobresalto, me despierto en el asfalto, a mi lado una botella que no puedo recordar. Somos uñas, somos carne, viviendo el caos.
Jesús. Barcelona, Palmas, we call it Palmas, and it's just pick your hands, but this
palma,
way.
Palma, 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 besa.
Everybody, this way. I want to see your hand. Your hands up, everybody.
Ay,
okay, so now we're going to dance some rumba. It's why we are here, to dance rumba. Yeah? Mira. And I'm going to show you something. It's veneno para ti, veneno para mí.
Veneno, veneno.
Veneno para ti. Veneno para mí.
Veneno, veneno.
Veneno para ti. Veneno para mí.
Veneno, veneno.
Veneno para ti. Veneno para mí.
Veneno, veneno.
Everybody, come on. Dale. Rumba.
No será tan mala como me hacen creer. La mala lengua me dice nada. Bien. Y me da igual, ya me avisan de tu locura. Si con una boca se me cura el miedo a dejarme ver. Lléname de veneno, sacúdeme la conciencia, atrápame con tu genio. Lléname de veneno, tengo muy mala cara. Y mira si yo no puedo.
¡Ahí va!
Calculadora, y que vas a amar cuando te echo de menos. Y me da igual que me avisan de tu delirio. Si con un poco yo me alivio del miedo a dejar de ser. Lléname de veneno, sacúdeme la conciencia, atrápame con tu genio. Lléname de veneno, tengo muy mala cara y mira si yo no puedo. Chúpame la sangre,
chúpame,
cómeme por dentro,
cómeme,
gátame en mi salsa,
gátame,
súbete a lo que llevo,
que sube,
chúpame la sangre,
chúpame,
cómeme por dentro,
cómeme,
gátame en mi salsa,
gátame,
súbete a lo que llevo.
Sí, sí, sí. Included in our fourth album, Eureka, Eureka, and we're also celebrating these 10 years old of the band. 10 years, 700 concerts in with England. I think it's 17 countries, and this song is about a girl that used to be our friend. Now she's not, and we sing this song for her. And you have to do some palmas with us. Olivia salió del infierno para venirme a buscar. No la paró el respeto ni tampoco la dignidad. Mareaba la perdiz para que no me la comiera. Siempre fue la más pirata del lugar. Te gusta llamar al mal tiempo. Si tú me llamas yo vengo. Porque las malas cosas se pegan, no huyen, no escapan de ser como son. Que aproveche esa mala leche de tu interior. Oh, 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 oh. Éramos tú y yo, Olivia, bailando de sol a sol. Dos volcanes de ideas, a punto para la explosión. Tú y yo, Olivia, bailando de sol a sol. Dos volcanes de ideas en erupción. Como las gatas que arañan sin compasión. Tenía la sangre fría, más frío su corazón. Muy mala intención y de malas hierbas. Fue dejándola que hierba
para alejarme de ella. Éramos tú y yo, Bolivia, bailando de sol a sol, con volcanes de ideas, a punto para la explosión. Tú y yo, Bolivia, bailando de sol a sol, con volcanes de ideas.
For dancing like me.
Se fue el curandero.
La Pegatina from Barcelona. I hope you were letting rip with your own dance routines back home. But not in the car, of course. That would just be silly. Let us know how WOMAD is going with you online, on air, and even on site if you're listening during the rain, test match special style. Loads of stuff online now. Galleries, interviews, including that unique encounter I had last night with reggae legends Max Romeo and Lee Scratch Perry. Definitely an unforgettable, but never an upsetter. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3 with the WOMAD13 hashtag and add to the WOMAD Live big picture here. Well, the festival is, as ever, a blend of new discoveries and emerging talent, iconic heroes and legendary favourites. And over at the Siam tent just now, we definitely have one of the latter in action. And Lopa Qatari is our backstage fly on the wall. How's it going over there, Lopa?
Marianne, it's absolutely amazing. You know, the first time I saw these guys was, funnily enough, at WOMAD, when it used to be at the old site in Reading, and I was so blown away by what I heard. They painted their landscape and their lives with their songs, and horses, which are the lifeblood of their community, are a key part of that. They are, of course, Hunhur too. They're from Tuva, the Russian Republic in southern Siberia, with a population of around 300,000. So that's just about two-thirds bigger than the size of the audience at Glastonbury. Now, throat singing is where they sing both the note, the drone, and that note's overtone, so producing two or three notes simultaneously. And these can sound like a bird or a whistle or a flute. So it's like hearing harmonies and voice throwing all at one time. The perfect trippy music for this late night at the Siam tent. And in case you're wondering, Hunhur Tu means sunbeams, just what we need on this rain-soaked evening. So close your eyes and let these guys help you visualize their homeland and its covers. Here they are, Hunhur Tu.
Thank you. You hear some low voice in our song. It's also our ancient style of singing. How men sit front of the mountain and singing, of course, about the spirit of mountain, how beautiful. Around the Tuva mountain we have Altai, Sayan, and Tandula. This is how men sit front of the mountain, and it's like singing with echo, with effect of mountain. We are calling this song Tah Kargaraze. It's mean mountain Kargara, singing by Kaigalo Holy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now we are singing song about our spiritual place for our country, where we start our biggest Siberian river called Enesai, or means Mother River. Tuvan people still believe to the eternity blue sky, Father and Mother Earth. This song about the smell from the taiga, from the forest, about the forest sound from Tuva, from Siberia. We are calling this song Ödügen Taiga. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I have now last song, of course, about our tour, about our friends, family, love. I call this song I Should Give Up.
Festival favourites, the evocative sounds of the landlocked nation of Tuva, Hunhurtu, playing live at the Siam tent here at WOMAD 2013. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and WOMAD Live on BBC Radio 3. Cheers to everyone tweeting at BBC Radio 3 tonight. Sasha Drennan, Simon Alexander King, Makoto, all loving a bit of WOMAD Live, and John Bull agreed, you've never lived till you've heard the amazing throat singing of the likes of Hunhurtu. Keep them coming at BBC Radio 3 with the WOMAD13 hashtag. Well, earlier tonight, one of the headline acts of this year's festival took to the open-air stage, one of the great voices of her native Mali, and one powerfully raised during the most recent troubles in her country. Rokia Traoré had the audience in the palm of her hand with classics and songs from her rocky new album, Beautiful Africa, as we'll hear in a little while. But I met up with Rokia right after the set, and she talked of feeling torn, travelling the world's music stages when there was much to do back home.
The most difficult for me is the fact of being far of, you know, from home. And during this period of elections, I would like to be there and be with youngsters as I used to. And this during this last year, I've been with many associations or organizations of young people, it's all this energy coming from the youngsters who want things to be different in the future and don't want what happened to happen again. So they come to me and ask me to, in general, I don't know what how you call that, marrainer means to be not part of their organization, but just to represent them. But also, because I need money in Mali to do all the thing I do, and I need to work, and I like my work, so I have to go on tour. Probably if I could arrange things another way, I won't tour this summer. I would stay in Mali.
We heard on Radio 3 at lunchtime today Mali described by two people who know it very well, Lucy Duran and Andy Morgan, as a nation that was built on and through music. Does music then still have that powerful role to play in the way that the country is going to move forward now?
In our tradition, music used to have a very important role, and it still has it, but the way music is used and the way it's done is different now. It's no longer through griots or singers from Wassulu, but there's also a contemporary way of making music. We still have this tradition which make music really strong and powerful in the social political life of the country. But the same way, if you see the number of musicians in Mali who are not able to make a living from music, it's simply difficult to understand. That probably started to show its consequences due to the crisis and during all this period and since a year. Things are complicated for musicians in the north, of course, but also in the south.
Can you describe, as a Malian, the impact of that cultural ban that was imposed in the north, what that means, not just for musicians, but for the people?
I've never imagined Mali an Islamist way. Maybe is it a mistake, because the situation, the occupation of the north, it was so violent and they did so many bad things that it was a way to push people to not trust in Muslim religion, or at least in an Islamist system in a country. But what's happening in the south since years is this slow and very well-organized way to push people, or don't push them, but just get people who politicians didn't take care of. So they need some people to just take care of them, and Muslim leaders did it. So they are really powerful in the south. So that's why I'm saying maybe it's a mistake to think that Mali will never be Islamist. But it won't be my Mali, because many of us in Mali who like this way of living. I am a Muslim, but I don't imagine myself doing things like in Islamist countries. So this country is going through a deep crisis now, but we are going to find solutions.
We're going to listen first to Kamunke. The values that it celebrates, the roots that it celebrates.
We'll see. These values are very important, definitely. Anyhow, we have to preserve them, at least to remind who we are, but also to use these values for our future. Not to avoid doing the same mistakes as in Europe, or doing just what the way things are done in Europe, but our ability to trust in ourselves and respect each other will be very important in how we are going to be able to use these values. For politicians, apparently it's a very difficult thing. I mean, they are not giving us answers, so maybe should we take care of things ourselves.
Come on, you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, good evening. Our pleasure being with you and on stage for you tonight. And we hope this is going to be a great experience for us as musicians and for you as our audience. Thank you for coming.
Sonsumaya langando zumara.
Camon K from Rokia Traore in stunning form at the open air stage and expressing her huge admiration of a crowd who weren't going to be put off by something as minor as torrential rain. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and WOMAD Live from WOMAD 2013 here at a very damp but not disheartened Charlton Park. Good to hear from Salvo Scalici, revelling in the sounds of Toven landscapes and Newcastle's roots of the world, tweeting that the Arboretum round the Radio 3 stage seems closer, maybe if not quite drier. But we will have an antidote to that just in a very short while. But first of all, though I say so myself and despite the rain, the Radio 3 stage has been absolutely rocking today. You'll be hearing the Reverend Peyton strut his stuff again before the end of the show. But these next guys were none too shabby either. This was a highlight for me today. A fantastic Swiss band living their Ethiopian dream. The Imperial Tiger Orchestra's Radio 3 session last year was a revelation as they celebrated the classic Ethiopian sounds of Mahmoud Ahmed and his generation. And the live set today, complete with dancers, took them one step beyond.
So now we go up the country, play a tune from the Tigrinya region near Eritrea. A different beat. You'll love it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Glorious stuff from the Imperial Tiger Orchestra, a name that owes as much to Monty Python's Tiger in Africa as to Haile Selassie's Imperial Guard. But that's a whole nother story. Our story right now, before our big damn finale, is our antidote for the rain. And my next guest just settled into the very bijou truck studio for this setup, backstage behind the Radio 3 stage. Fimber Bravo is a legendary exponent of the steel pans. He's made it his life work to give the instrument a contemporary relevance, from 70s electric organ rivaling virtuosic solos with a 20th century steel band to present day collaborations with the likes of Indietronica band Hot Chip. He's joined by Susumi Mukai, also known as Songamin, on keyboards, but we're going to hear a solo number first. This is Ancestral Heartbeat. Ancestral Heartbeat there from Fimber Bravo. Now, I suppose, like the throat singing we heard a little bit earlier in the programme, when people hear it, it's an instant connection, but also kind of instant assumptions made about the music. Is this part of the reason behind your more adventurous approach to the steel pans, maybe?
Yeah, it is, in a way. And as an artist, or as a musician, playing for all the time, it tends to look at new ideas, how you play your instrument and what sort of music you want to play. So yes, I mean, it's a way of trying to do things that is different.
And people will, even if they've never heard you as a solo artist, they're almost certain to have heard some of your music sampled. The Heaven and Hell from the 20th Century Steel Band is one of the most famous in the hip-hop world and beyond. LL Cool J, Black Eyed Peas, and famously, or maybe infamously, J-Lo and Jenny from the Block. And how does that make you feel when you hear that turning up in different corners of the musical world.
It's good. It show where we are, what we was doing then. And then a younger generation come to a decade, 2 decades after, and they start picking up from that sort of thing. They're sampling it and they're using it. So it's a lot, especially coming from the steel pan. Because where the steel pan came from is, you had to do stuff to please the society, to please the colonial masters, because it had that history from being linked with the slaves and was not accepted and all this sort of thing. And I mean, I don't want to go through into a long chat about it, but it shows that when we decide to move away from, because we've been through the classical scene and all this sort of thing, and when we try to actually look and try to create our own stuff, we came with stuff like Heaven and Hell and all this sort of thing, which was really, really inspired, like, out of the blues. We just, Michael Oliveri wrote it, and we were so keen, we just do it in realizing what they're going to do later on.
And this breaking down expectations continues for you right into the present day, working with folks like Alexis Taylor from Hot Chip. Tell me a bit more about what that does for you as a player, as an artist.
Well, as a player again, I mean, it's new ideas. It's taking the steel pan from where it is, bringing it into the techno age, because you deal with someone like me. I'm in the music for over 40 years. And I got a rich experience of where to choose from, what to do, how to fuse music. And I think I tried to go with it. And working with people like Alexis and Sue Mukai and those guys, I mean, they're into what we're doing. And linking it with the steel band, it creates a fresh sound, a new sound. You know, it's like abstract sometimes, but that is what free music should be about. You know, that you just play and that's it. You just...
Well, I know you had a fantastic time in the real party tent, in the big red tent earlier on. And we've taken you from, I think, there to as different a place as you could get at WOMAD into this pocket-sized studio at the backstage of Radio 3. And we're going to have another number from yourself, and this time joined by Zongamin. I don't think we've quite ever had an instrument quite so big as your steel pan here, but this... is going to be, tell us the name of this next piece.
This one is called Cinnamon. It's a song that me and Sue done together. We just sat in the room and we just play and we had Cinnamon. Listen to it. Let's go. Ha ha!
takata, a shikita, shikitu, shikita kata kata kata, shikita kata 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 kata, ah, shikata kata 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 kata, shikita kata 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 kata, a shikita, shikitu, shikita kata kata kata, shikita kata 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 kata, ah, ah.
Fantastic. Thanks a million to Fimba Bravo and to Zongaman for coming into the studio tonight for WOMAD Live here on BBC Radio 3. And as I said, tiny, tiny studio. Lopa Qatari's just come into the studio with me, and I think we're just going to have to make the party an intimate one. Lopa, let you take the mic over into the only corner left. Thank he's goodness you're small.
He's slightly taller than me.
WOMAD Live is back tomorrow at 1 o'clock with Lucy Duran, Fidan Hajieva from the World Roots Academy, Fado from Carminho, Emel Matluti from Tunisia, and Fiona Talkington joining us at 10:30 tomorrow night with a cross-border affair. Sam Lee representing England, and for the Scots, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But the stage, the Radio 3 stage, Lopa, this afternoon was pretty red hot as well with our final band.
It was absolutely, absolutely extraordinary. I mean, I saw these guys first time at a place called the Water Rats in King's Cross, and it might have been a bit of a bad omen because it was a torrential downpour when they got on stage.
Also, it's your fault for bringing them.
Well, I didn't bring my wellies. That might have been bad juju enough. But the minute these guys got on stage, I don't think the audience knew what was going to hit them. I mean, the Reverend Peyton and his big damn family were there. That was Breezy. There was his cousin, Ben, on drums, and the White Bucket and the Reverend, and they made enough sound for the entire community of Indiana that they come from.
I don't think I've ever heard as much sound. I was going to say noise, but it is sound. It's a fantastic just crowd stomping event experience.
It's absolutely brilliant, and this is one of those bands. I mean, they've come from playing at the Edinburgh Jazz Festival here at WOMAD, off to Cambridge Folk. They play at blues and punk and rock festivals. What they do is absolutely everything for absolutely everybody. It is blew me away.
It went down a storm, and we've just seen them tweeting that they are headed as we speak for the Cambridge Folk Festival, having had a blast here on the Radio 3 stage. So stay up to date online with the WOMAD blog and the Radio 3 website at BBC Radio 3 and the WOMAD 13 hashtag. I'm Marianne Kennedy, and I'm going to leave you tonight with the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band making a big damn fine noise on the Radio 3 stage.
Thank you so much, yeah.
Nothing's really Everybody wants something. Nobody wanna pay nothing. Everybody wants something. Nobody wanna pay nothing.
Hey, hey! So I'm
so it's feeling hot. Fella, ring out, so don't tell my wife. Two piles of wine.
Two piles of wine.
Two piles of wine. I'm gonna shoot through a hatch, doing two piles of wine. So we're drinking crap, so it's feeling hot. Fella, ring out, so don't tell my wife. Two piles of wine.
Two piles of wine.
Two piles of wine.
I'm gonna
shoot through a hatch, doing two piles of wine.
Was Reverend Peyton and his big damn band. WOMAD Live 2013 was introduced by Marianne Kennedy. And as she said, our next WOMAD visit is tomorrow lunchtime at 1 o'clock. Then we'll be back to WOMAD again for our final late night visit from 10:30 tomorrow night. And for full information about Radio 3's WOMAD coverage, just head off to the Radio 3 website. That's at bbc.co.uk/Radio 3. The time is 1 o'clock.
Welcome to BBC Radio 3. You're listening to Through the Night with me, Katriona Young. And it's a feast of Brahms to start us off, courtesy of Pietari Inkinen and the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. Last night they played Brahms's first two symphonies. Tonight we hear numbers 3 and 4 with the double concerto in between. Having spent almost 30 years polishing up his first symphony, Brahms produced the second in a matter of months, but it was another 6 years before he tackled number 3. Even then, he went on tweaking it after every performance till he was absolutely satisfied. Worth the effort, though. Hans Richter conducted the premiere and proclaimed it Brahms's Eroica.